Here we go. Actual handwritten letters are becoming a rare and exquisite treasure in our fast-paced, technology-driven world. And our author today, Jerry Turlington, it's her hope that others will be encouraged to embrace the joy of putting pen to paper and sharing their thoughts, loves, and memorable moments in their life. There are many important moments to express our gratitude in a tangible, lasting way to those we love the most. Now, up until the last few decades, families and friends communicated by letters and postcards. This left an enduring record for their children, grandchildren, and future historians of their loves, joys, sorrows, successes, and failures in life. This mode of communication is becoming increasingly rare, and we are losing a very personalized way of building deep relationships with our loved ones through the written word. The book is called Send Me Some Love in the Mailbox. And in addition to the things that are in this book on that level, I'm going to go to a deeper level. I'm going to talk about the greatest love letter and how it affects the problem of addiction, and specifically with this author, the problem of alcoholism. And so we've got a lot to cover today. I think that you're going to enjoy listening to Jerry Turlington. Hi, Jerry. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me, Wynn.
My pleasure. Okay, so we're going to get into the problem of addiction later on, but right now, that was not the purpose of your book. Tell me what the purpose of your book was.
The purpose of my book was to inspire people to make heart-to-heart connections with the art form that's really losing, getting lost in our technological society, and to bridge that gap for people in a meaningful and powerful way.
And as a follow-up of that, let me ask you, is what you were doing by writing this book part of your mission in life?
Yes, it was part of my mission in life. I had a period of lifetime when I was very sick with chronic fatigue followed by anxiety, and dear friends sent me letters in the mailbox, and I was thanking them for love in the mailbox. And their encouragement, these letters I could hold, these wonderful words, people that believe that I could move beyond this and do big things. And I was later happily traveling, standing in the house of Juliet Gordon Lowe in Savannah, Georgia. She founded the Girl Scouts, and they were telling us of her life and her loves in intricate detail. And they said, we wouldn't be able to tell you this story except that this family wrote extensive letters, and they never threw any of them away. And when I was just struck, the next generation is texting and deleting, and they don't even know that they're not going to have this beautiful history at the end of their lives and this great connection. And all this beautiful history has been preserved in letters. Historic houses have been redone. Books and movies have been written, all from wonderful legacies that are left in letters. Plus, it leaves a personal legacy for the family. So I really got passionate about getting that message out.
Well, you and I both have talked about Gary Chapman's work with the five love languages that people recognize that they're being loved, and one of them is called words of affirmation. How does this fit into what you're doing?
Well, everybody has a longing in their heart to receive praise or affirmation or appreciation for what they're doing. And when you receive a handwritten letter that has that, where you can read and reread that, it's very moving. And I have personal stories of people who I have coached whose spouses have just broken down crying and sent, you know, a choked up email or phone call to the other spouse to how much it deeply, deeply touched them to read those, you know, words written out in that form.
In your book, you have a quote from Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Letters are among the most significant, memorial a person can leave behind them. Do you agree?
I wholeheartedly agree. I'm a widow whose husband passed away 2.5 years ago, and another very strong motivating factor for me with this is that he didn't leave any love letters behind for me to read. And I would dearly love to have that, or for my daughter as well. I tried to remedy that in her case by writing everything he wrote about her from the day he said about her from the day she was born on to her. And then on the other hand, there was the story of all the wonderful love letters that Ronald Reagan wrote his wife, Nancy. So when he got Alzheimer's, his letters brought him back to her. So yes, it's very, very powerful to have a piece of that legacy to hold in your hand.
Do you have an example of one of Ronald Reagan's letters?
Yes, I do. It's a beautiful letter here that he wrote to Nancy. He wrote, "Your mother raised a wonderful daughter who became a most wonderful wife. It's amazing what that four-letter word wife covers when it's applied to you. It means the companion without whom I'm never quite complete or happy. It means the most desirable woman in the world who gets more desirable every day. It means someone who can make me lonely just by leaving the room. I live in a perpetual warm glow because of you. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you for being my wife, your husband, Ronnie."
Well, that's quite a touching letter. I know that you also have one that was written by Napoleon.
Right. This is from Napoleon to Josephine. And the point I like to make with these is some men feel sort of hesitant about this sort of thing, but I want to tell you, you're not giving up your man card by learning how to do this. This puts you in the top 5% of men with women, because it's very powerful, it's very strong, and these are very strong men who have mastered the art of these letters. So here's the one from Napoleon to Josephine. "I have not spent a day without loving you. I have not spent a night without embracing you. I have not so much as drunk a single cup of tea without cursing the pride and the ambition which forced me to remain separated from the moving spirit of my life. In the midst of my duties, whether I'm at the head of my army or inspecting the camps, my beloved Josephine stands alone in my heart, occupies my mind, and fills my thoughts."
Would it surprise you if I told you that even if men would like to write a letter like that, they don't have the slightest idea of how to do it?
No, it wouldn't surprise me at all, because that's why I offer coaching, because I know that's a skill that was not necessarily taught to a man. But what I like to tell gentlemen is, you didn't know how to throw a football or hit a baseball well either until someone showed you how and coached you how to do that as a young man. And this is a skill that you can learn too, and I'm available for coaching to teach you how to learn this powerful skill.
Well, you have an online program, a subscription program, where men can get a weekly email about this topic. You want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, I have an online subscription program called Be Her Hero Program, and I realize that for some men it's easier if they don't have to talk to someone, if it can just be quiet. And so this is a year's program that sends an email to you each week, and each month you're going to get an inspiring idea that helps you to write a love letter, and then the other weeks are filled with easy romantic things to do for your wife or sweetheart, covering all 5 love languages. So I know men are very linear and you're very focused on your career and winning, and this helps you to make that shift each week to do something romantic to keep the fire alive in your relationship.
Well, it seems to me like if that was going on a routine basis, that the divorce rate would go way down.
Yes, and that's a big mission in my life. You know, it's easy, it's fairly easy to fall in love, but to learn the skills to stay in love is what I want to teach people to do. It's a learned skill, and I want to help, you know, break the horrible pain of divorce, because it's very painful when a man loses all that, and then he realizes that, you know, that job, that career weren't that important if he loses the love of his life, because he neglected to look after that relationship. And it is those little things done regularly that really mean a lot to a woman. And for women, it's praise and appreciation and respect to a man that mean a lot to him. And those are the skills I try to teach on both sides.
Well, are you also wanting women to write love letters to their husbands?
Yes, I am. But, and I do coaching for that. But generally, a woman will know how to do it. But I like to say that I'm a romance revivalist. And so what I help women to do is just get in touch with that romantic spirit again and kind of inspire them to realize how much that means to a man, to get those words of praise and appreciation. Because there's a quote that men often live lives of quiet desperation. And when they get a letter from their wife who's taken the time to write everything she admires about him and with praise and appreciation, I have beautiful stories of men who have just broken down crying to receive that from their wife. It means a great deal. And it can really start to rekindle the relationship, too.
Well, I'm going to tell you what the number one thing that would impress a man and bring him to his knees if his wife would write a letter that somehow or the other told him how much she respected him.
Yes. The good Lord knew that. He put that in the good book. He said men are to love their wives because he knows that that doesn't not naturally come easy for a man. Women naturally love, but what he instructed women to do was to respect your husbands, because that's what a man needs most is respect.
Absolutely. And without respect, the marriage just goes to apart, because a man cannot live in a situation where his wife disrespects him.
Right. I wholeheartedly agree.
Now, your book is called Send Me Some Love in the Mailbox. Tell our audience what is in the book.
The book is very, it has a lot of quotes and romanticism and beautiful, beautiful graphics, because when I thought about how I was going to inspire people with this mission, I felt like it was a feeling more. It's about, you know, promoting romanticism and making you remember that without that spark and that fire and that joie de vivre in your life every day, life gets really boring. And so I put together a book that I encourage people to purchase and put on their coffee table to just be inspired, to take that time to savor a cup of coffee or tea, put on a piece of music that reminds you when you were dating that person, and sit down and write a letter on a regular basis telling them how much you love them. And I wrote a song as well to inspire this, because I realized when I was homeschooling my daughter, especially with young people, you just can't tell them they should do something. You have to make it fun. So I wrote a really upbeat jazz song to make the whole idea fun as well, and to make the idea stick in your mind, because it's a practice that you'd have to adopt. It's like anything, discipline, like exercise, something I hope to encourage people to take up as a regular practice in their life.
What's the name of your song?
The song is titled the same thing, Send Me Some Love in the Mailbox.
Would you like for me to play it?
I would love for you to play it, Wynn.
Okay, here it comes.
Send me some love in the mailbox. Send me some love.
it's great.
Oh, thank you, Wynn.
Really bouncy and upbeat. So tell them how to get a copy of this CD and your book.
Both the book and the CD are both available on Amazon.com. And the Be Your Hero program is available at hearttoheartletters.com. That's a T-O in the middle. And if they go there, they can get a free letter with tips on how to write a love letter.
Great.
10 free tips.
Okay, so I wanted to segue into another thing that you're going to talk about. I'm going to launch a podcast on iTunes within a very short period of time, and the podcast is called Freedom from Addiction. Now, we're going to segue into love letters and how a love letter can help cure the problem of addiction. Tell us, you know, just basically, your story of addiction.
Well, my story of addiction is I was married to a man for 22 years who died 2.5 years ago of cirrhosis of the liver from alcoholism. And part of why I'm so passionate about the mission is that hurting people do hurting things. And I lived with the pain of hurting words. And so I know how powerful words are to really pull down and hurt a person. And then I experienced the wonderful love and unconditional care of people who believed in me long before I believed in myself, who sent wonderful letters and words in the mailbox and words to me. And so I know the power of good words to build a person up and to help a person grow. So, and it's even more powerful if it's written. So that really fuels my passion in terms of encouraging people in relationships to embrace the power of good words and to make them meaningful and lasting by writing them to the parties of people they love.
Okay, Terry. What we're going to do now is tell the people who have an addiction or have a loved one that has an addiction or a friend or children, what is the ultimate, the greatest love letter, and how does it relate to what we're talking about?
Well, the greatest love letter ever written is from our Creator to His children, and that is the Bible. And when you open the pages of the greatest love letter ever written, you're reading God's heartfelt love to you, and you're opening the door to the most rich, vibrant relationship of the Creator, who knows every cell in your body, the very hairs of your head. He can make no mistakes with you. We have human parents who make mistakes, who err because they're human, but our Father in Heaven makes no mistakes. You're opening the relationship to that healing energy and that intimate relationship through the most powerful love letter ever written, and that is the deepest healing for all the addictions.
Right, and we know that low self-esteem is the primary cause of addiction, that and lack of consciousness. And the way that this works is that because your consciousness is not at a significant spiritual level, you don't feel good enough about yourself, and when you don't feel good about yourself, you go out into the environment and you look for things to make you feel better. And that works temporarily, but they all have complications, they all have side effects, and these will hit you and lower your self-esteem further. And so it's kind of like a vicious cycle. So using the greatest love letter to establish a relationship with your Creator is one of the most important things that you can do to increase your self-esteem. And if you understand that your Creator is your spiritual father, and you have characteristics of your Creator, you can't think too little of yourself, because God doesn't make any junk.
That's right.
And so, you know, this is how we get back to helping people with any of the 20 different types of addictive behaviors is to get them to understand that they have a special mission and that that mission was given to them by their creator, who they have significant similar characteristics with, and so therefore they can't be a piece of junk. They have to be something great. And when you understand that you are something great, you don't have to go searching for that void, that emptiness, that lack in your life. And that's what's so great about this. So love letters, that's what it's all about. And today we're talking with Cherry, and her book is called Send Me Some Love in the Mailbox. You can get some love from the Bible also. So, Cherry, we have, you know, a couple minutes left. Is there anything that you would like to tell the audience before we wrap up, and also kind of reconfirm what your purpose, your mission, your destiny is?
I would like to say, you know, my mission is to really help people stay in love. It's easy enough to fall in love, but I want to help people to stay in love in a vibrant, loving relationship. And that takes skills, and I'm here to coach men and women on the special skills to reach the other party, who has a different, you know, God created them with a different brain from yours, and I'm here to help you bridge that gap and to really make that a fun and exciting and passionate relationship. And also to help people be able to see things through different eyes sometimes, because these things that we experience as we're growing up may give us limiting beliefs that we're not good enough. And if you can be helped to see that in a different way and override that and catch that old pattern and lay down a new one, then all kinds of new things are possible, that you won't keep repeating those same patterns and miss opportunities that because you're continuing to do things in the same way. And sometimes an objective party can help you see that.
Okay, so the bottom line for men is that you can get Cherry to coach you with her program Be Her Hero. And tell them again how they can be able to get into this program.
They can access the program at www.hearttoheartletters.com, and that's a T-O in the center, and that's an automated program that sends a weekly email to their email each week, coaching them with romantic ideas to do throughout the year. But I'm also available for personal coaching for anything that you would like to write that's a special letter, or if there's something you want to do special for an anniversary or a birthday, I can help you plan that. Any kind of romantic coaching that you would like, I'm available for personal coaching as well.
Great. Cherry Turlington, send me some love in the mailbox. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you, Wynn.